From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria says its forces have seized another town from the Islamic State militants a week after retaking the historic city of Palmyra. VOA asked University of San Francisco regional analyst Stephen Skzunis via Skype if the militants are losing the war.
There have been a number of strategic setbacks. The ceasefire between the Syrian government and the more moderate rebel groups has enabled the Syrian government and its allies to focus on ISIS and other radical Islamists such as al-Nusra. And as a result, it's become more difficult for the IS to hold on to the territories that they had seized earlier during the Civil War.
Meantime, U.S. military said Sunday one of its drones in Iraq has killed an Islamic State fighter it believes was responsible for a missile attack last month that killed a U.S. Marine. South Africa's parliament will open debate tomorrow on an opposition motion to impeach President Jacob Zuma for violating the Constitution. Constitutional Court ruled last week Mr. Zuma failed to uphold, defend, and respect the Constitution by failing to pay back some of the public funds he used to make improvements on his private home. President Zuma responded.
I wish to emphasize that I never knowingly or deliberately set out to violate the Constitution, which is the supreme law of the Republic.
Mr. Zuma's ruling African National Congress dominates Parliament, and any effort to impeach him likely would fail. This is VOA News. Greek officials say boats carrying scores of migrants have set sail from the Greek island of Lesbos, headed to Turkey, and Turkey is readying itself for the return of about 500 migrants just today. VOA's Luis Ramirez was at the port of Lesbos, where the first ferry left without media access.
It was done in a very discreet way, no access given to the media. No one got to see the actual boarding of the ferry. What we saw were buses pull up to the port, load onto a ferry bound for Turkey. This is the first of the deportations under the deal announced by the European Union and Turkey 2 weeks ago.
Under that deal, those who reach the shores of Greece unlawfully will be returned to Turkey unless they qualify for asylum. For every Syrian refugee returned to Turkey from Greece, another will be resettled from Turkey to the European Union. The deal aims to break up the lucrative people smuggling operations that operate out of Turkey. In U.S. presidential politics, businessman Donald Trump stirred up controversy this past week on such subjects as abortion, NATO, nuclear arms, and the proper treatment of women. Political analysts are suggesting Trump's surge toward the nomination has been slowed, but he told Fox News Sunday that he hopes to do well in the next major contest. That's the one in the state of Wisconsin on Tuesday.
It would always be better to win. I think I get there anyway, but I like Wisconsin. I like the people of Wisconsin. I think they like me. I've had tremendous crowds. We've had a tremendous response, and I think I'm going to do very well in Wisconsin.
Republicans and others are questioning Trump's views and say his chances are not good to win the November general election against the expected Democratic Party nominee, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. A team of journalists from the International Consortium of Investigative Journalists working with leaked documents from a Panamanian law firm has published some of its findings into offshore financial dealings of the rich and famous and politically connected. Putting money in offshore accounts is not necessarily legal and can be used to establish legal tax shelters or ease international business deals. But the report said that the documents show that banks, law firms, and other offshore players have often failed to follow legal requirements. The Kremlin last week did not answer questions posed by the journalist about the transactions. Some have suggested that President Putin and some of his associates were involved in putting money into offshore accounts. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.